seduciendo a DJ Ceviche.
Pero ven acá, muchacho, ¿y para qué tú quieres tanta novia?
Me la voy a llevar a todas con VIP, un VIP, ey. Saluden a Titi, vamos a tirar un selfie. Say cheese, ey, que sonríen.
Buenos días and welcome back to The Morning Buzz. I'm your host, DJ Ceviche, better known as Navy Seaman Anthony Garro. It is now 8:08, and in the studio here, you guys will never guess who I have here with MWR Fitness.
It's me.
It's Heather! Yeah, I tried to do something new. How are you doing today, Heather?
I'm doing fantastic. It's a beautiful August morning.
Really?
I'm loving it.
When I came in this morning, I mean, the sky leaving NAS 2, because I have to drive from NAS 2 to NAS 1 to get here. Oh my God, at 5 a.m., it is beautiful. You see the sun kind of coming up.
Sun's coming up. Like, the clouds look like cotton candy. Oh, it's blue. Just gorgeous.
I wish I could just stay like that forever.
Yeah, I know. But now the sun's a shining.
Oh no.
Day started.
Anyways, coming up next, we'll be discussing more upcoming events with NWR Fitness. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best. So earlier, Heather, I know you were judging me.
I was.
I'm sorry. I've been making all types of excuses.
And now everyone's going to know.
They don't have to.
It's too late. Just rip the Band-Aid off. You haven't been going to the gym.
I know I haven't.
You've stopped your fitness journey with us.
It's bad.
New Year's resolution out the window because the year's halfway over. It's terrible.
Why am I doing this to myself?
I don't know, but I don't like it at all. So we're going to change that. You need an accountability buddy.
I do.
You need someone to keep you motivated and working out. And it's hot and you don't want to go after work. And you get to work early and you don't want to go in the morning. I totally get it. But we have a group fitness schedule. There's a whole calendar of fitness throughout the week. We've got one class at NAS 2, bunch of classes at NAS 1. You've got options. So if you don't want to work out on your own and you think your fitness journey is over with, we're still in the middle of bikini season, by the way, so your fitness journey should not be over with. But if you feel like you're done, let me re-motivate you. Are you ready?
Re-motivate me.
Okay, so I don't know what kind of fitness you specifically are looking for, but I'm just going to give you some options so that you know.
All right.
On Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we have a strength class at 08:15 for the month of August. So if you're looking to do 45 to 60 minutes lifting weights, getting a sweat on, rocking out to some good music, that's a good place to be. You've got 3 days a week to do that. After that, if maybe 08:15 doesn't work for you, at 09:30, we've got a Zumba class on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. NAS 1 also. That's going to be more moving the hips, breaking a sweat, jamming out to some good music, having the time of your life. So you can do that. If those classes don't work for you, or maybe Monday, Wednesday, Friday mornings aren't good for you, we have spin at 16:30 at NAS 1 on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So you can do that after work. I'm just giving you a lot of options. Blink twice if any of this looks good to you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, he's blinking like a whole lot of times. So I have a feeling we're going to start seeing DJ Ceviche back in the gym for his finished journey. Okay, continuing on, we've got spin classes at 08:30 on Tuesday morning. So Tuesday only if you are a morning worker outer and you are a spinner, you're looking to be a spinster, that's the day to do it.
Maybe.
Tuesday morning, 08:30. Again, if that's not necessarily for you, Tuesdays and Thursdays, we've also got a pop Pilates class. It's one of our most popular classes. That is also music-based choreography. However, you are doing mat Pilates. So you're down on the mat. You can lift light weights or you can just use body weight. Personally, I think body weight is more than enough to break a really good sweat there. So that class is also at 09:30 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But finally, if you want to dip over to NAS 2, to work out there because you prefer that gym, cool. Your accountability buddy over there would be Alicia. She is our yoga instructor. She's at NAS 2 on Tuesdays at 11:30. So you've got a yoga option over at NAS 2. You've got a bunch of options over at NAS 1. DJ Ceviche, can you commit right now in this moment to me and all of the listeners that you will go back to the gym this week?
I promise. What, this week?
This week. Come on. Okay, how about this? I'll be kind. By next week, right?
I promise.
We're halfway through August. You promise?
MWR Fitness, I promise you guys.
All right. For those of you listening at home that can't see what's happening, there was a lot of eye contact. There was a hand in the air. He looks pretty serious that he...
I swear.
Scout's honor. He's coming back to the gym. If you're listening, you should also come back to the gym. Take any of our classes. If you've got suggestions for classes, you're looking for more stuff at NAS 2, just let us know. Hit us up. We're happy to help. We want everyone to continue their New Year's resolutions now that the year's more than halfway over and most of you have fallen off.
You don't gotta put me on blast like that.
People are getting ready for PRTs. There's stuff going on right now. Now is the time to really kick it into gear.
Gotta lock in.
Exactly.
And you heard it yourselves. And now coming up next, we'll be discussing more upcoming events with MWR Fitness. You're listening to Stacy's Mom by Fountains of Wayne. I know I'm not the only one lacking my gym trails or anything like that, but now we're going to sports.
Yes.
Right, changing the topic completely.
Okay, so Angelina's not here today, so I'm going to tell everybody about two upcoming Captain's Cup events. So for those of you competing for Captain's Cup points, I know that there was recently the standings were released. So anybody that's like trying to catch back up, get more points, here's two upcoming options for you in the month of August. First up, Captain's Cup 3-Point Shootout. This event is on Friday, August 15th at 17:30. This is basketball.
I was trying to guess.
I know. Because I probably, if you'd asked me a few weeks ago, I don't know if, well, no, actually last year I did 3-Point Shootout, so I knew it was basketball. But if you aren't familiar, there's a 3-point line and you shoot the baskets from there.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've got that 3-point shootout coming up. That is Friday, August 15th at 17:30. There is a registration deadline. That's the day before Thursday, August 14th. So make sure that your teams are signed up or your participants from your command are signed up. Get all the information sent over to Angelina by Thursday, August 14th. The 3-point shootout is going to happen at the NAS 2 gym. If you're listening to this and you did it last year, come on back. I might be there shooting again, which, as everybody remembers, last year was an epic failure. It was my infamous 3-point shootout, but you know what? It was smiles across the board. I had fun. There will be individuals, men, and individuals, women. So if you're looking to get those Captain's Cup points, just start recruiting now for the individuals from your command that want to participate.
And I'm curious, do these usually fill up fast, or is it something that...
So everybody likes to wait till the very last minute. So it's possible that by August 12th, there will be only a few names there, but by Thursday, August 14th, there will be a lot of names.
Right.
So yeah, last year, I want to say we had maybe like 15 or 20 people competing. So we're hoping to have at least that, if not more, this year.
All right.
Put that on your calendar.
And moving on with Captain's Cup
Wiffle Ball. Oh, man.
Well, I'm hungry.
Right? How good would some waffles be? I don't believe we're serving waffles after it, but if anybody wants to bring some out, that's a great idea. The Captain's Cup Wiffle Ball Home Run Derby will be happening on Wednesday, August 27th, also at 17:30. There is a registration deadline on that one as well, which is Monday, August 25th. So, again, we're doing individuals, men and women. So if you are looking to get either you individually want to participate, or you know that the command's going to get a bunch of people out, men and women, make sure to get those rosters in to Angelina by Monday, August 25th, so that she can have everything planned and dialed and ready to go by August 27th at 17:30.
And where would you hit up Angelina?
If you are looking for Angelina, you can find her mostly at NAS 1, sometimes at NAS 2 gym. You can ask at the front desk. You can give a call, or DSN's 3785. She's got all the information. Basically, find anybody that works at either gym and they will get you in contact with Angelina. Her contact information is also usually on the posters hanging up. So if you're looking for Captain's Cup 3-Point Shootout or Captain's Cup Wiffle Ball Home Run Derby, you've got options. Find Angelina. And now, Ceviche,
yes.
Tell me the truth. Are you going to participate in the 3-point shootout and or the wiffle ball home run derby?
Whoa. This is part of the deal now? I have to participate in everything?
Come on. We're working your fitness journey here. You know what I mean? And sports journey, right?
We'll just wiffle sounds funny. So
yeah.
I might check it out.
Have you ever played wiffle ball before?
No, I don't know what that is.
Okay, so it's so funny because growing up, I thought that that was like a totally normal sport that like my brother would just like always be playing wiffle ball. In college, we used to play wiffle ball. It's fantastic because
really?
You don't have to be like the strongest to like hit the zingers out of the park, right? So the wiffle ball kind of looks like a pickleball. It's like a little plastic ball with some holes in it. And then the bat is like a skinny, like yellow plastic bat. You've definitely seen it around. But anyway.
It sounds familiar, yes.
It can be played inside, which is what's nice about it, because the ball doesn't go very far. So, like, the home run derby, like, the home run fence is in. So, like, you don't have to be, like, the strongest to be good at wiffle ball. It probably helps because,
it sounds familiar now.
So you've seen it for sure.
I feel like it definitely
rings
some bells.
It's, like, the ultimate, like, summertime kids game. So, yeah. Anyway, sign up. We'll see you there. August 27th, 17:30.
All right.
Perfect.
And now, coming up next, we'll be wrapping things up with MWR Fitness. You're listening to Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood. So So we made a lot of promises and we talk a lot of talk.
Promises made, promises will be kept. This is it. I'm now...
I'm going to walk the walk, I promise.
I'm going to literally force you to go.
God.
Now we So off air, we talked a lot about spin. So I feel like you need to at least try one spin class at some point. Just... I promise you. Yes.
Heather with MWR Fitness.
Yes. All right. So if you're listening to this, I hope that you also feel a little motivated to do a little fitness, join some Captain's Cup events.
Of course.
Do something.
And let's go to spin together. If you're listening to this, you can meet me and I'll be like, I'll shout you out on the radio.
Perfect.
I'm not really going to do that. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway.
I love it. Okay. So if anybody has questions about any of the things that I talked about today, or if you missed what I talked about and you just have general questions, you can get in touch. You can give us a call at the office. 624-3785 is our office DSN. You can also stop by either the NAS1 or the NAS2 gym. Both Angelina and myself, we kind of bop between both, but our home base is definitely NAS1. But you can find us in either location if you're looking to do the 1,000-pound club or anything like that. Just reach out. Let me know. Happy to help. Excited to get people involved with fitness.
Of course.
Including you.
Yeah, especially me. And don't forget to register for the sports stuff.
Yes.
And hit up Angelina and Heather. Anyways, it was really nice having you here today, Heather.
Thanks. It was great being here.
And I hope you have a good day.
You too.
And now you're listening to 105.9 FM Sigonella, the station serving you America's best.